the light, this incandescent sound.
This is AO is the name of the band. That's A-Y-O-H. And this is from their EP, Dangerous Questions. And they are playing at the Metro on Saturday, November 8th. 18 and over show, and it starts at 7 o'clock. And we've got members of the band here, and I'm gonna let you guys introduce yourselves as we go around the room. So why don't we start with you, Avi?
Sure, Avi Dell.
Okay, and you are
singer, guitar player.
Okay, guitar player. Yeah.
And I'm John Arati, and I'm the drummer.
Okay.
I'm Lynn Tacratong, and I'm the bassist.
Okay.
I'm Austin Russell, and I play guitar.
All right, cool. Thanks for coming down, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a band on yesterday, last night, that's on the same bill with you guys.
Yeah, oh, right on.
Out for Hours.
Yeah, Out for Hours. We had them on last night. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
You guys played the Metro. Have you ever played the Metro before?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have an interesting, I read your bio. You guys have some interesting backgrounds, man. Avi, let's start with you. What's your background?
Sure. Musically or life? Or
life first.
Life first. Yeah. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Kid, Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And born and raised in Pittsburgh, more or less. Spent most of my life there. And then in college years, migrated to Vermont and New York and then Middle East in Israel. I lived in Israel for a number of years. Got my degree there in the University of Haifa. Served in the military and then came back to the
States. You served in the Israeli military?
Correct, yeah.
What was that like?
Man, it was a trip.
Yeah.
It was a trip. Yeah, it was a crazy experience, but one that I'm proud of. It's not fun.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I equate it probably the closest you can think of as like what prison would probably be like. not that there's anything, not to say anything about the military, but just like any military, I think
it's tough.
Life is, you give your freedom away.
Yeah.
You sort of volunteer this a couple years of your life, just you don't get to decide or do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And you never sleep.
John, what about you?
What's
your background? Where are you from?
I feel like mine's probably the least interesting out of all. I'm from here. I was born and raised in Chicago.
Townie.
Well, west suburbs, not exactly downtown, but yeah. I say Chicago. I grew up here, and then I went to college out in Denver, Colorado. I was a music major out there. I've been playing music what feels like my whole life, but I actually really don't think I got started seriously until probably like middle school, probably when I was like 12 years old, probably,
yeah.
Is when I
now
really
did you start serious. Out did you start out like with, you know, the regular stuff like the piano lessons and the and
well I took piano when I was like little, you know, when I was probably like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I did not like it. I don't think I did it very long. Which is funny because now looking back at it, like I really wish I had stuck with it because I really wish I was a great piano player, you know. But I somehow discovered drums, or you know, I don't, maybe my parents saw it in me or something.
Yeah.
But somehow in a middle school, I came across one of my sister's friends had a drum set and never played it, and his parents were like, "Get this thing out of here." So
yeah,
I luckily got a hold of it. And just totally fell in love with it right off the bat, and that was my entire life from then on. And
all about the drums.
Yeah, I was in bands in high school, and like I said, went to college for music. And
cool.
It's just
so music in your life for your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, I played sports and stuff growing up, but
yeah.
It was music was always the most important thing to me, and it just always felt natural. It's just like that thing that, you know, everyone feels like they have something they were born to do, and
right,
it's. That's definitely what
that's
I
cool.
was born to do. So
that's cool.
I'm glad I found it.
Lynn, what about you, man?
I think I'm the furthest one away from here, but I was born and raised back in Bangkok, finished high school over there, and then came to college in the States and stuck around and met John, actually, through a local band, and then we started jamming, and we've been bandmates for the past 5 years plus, and that's kind of how I got introduced to the AO project here, and it stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like to grow up in Bangkok?
Wild. It was wild.
Yeah.
I literally just came back from Thailand yesterday.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, I was
Are you all screwed up time-wise?
Pretty messed up right now, but actually it's like 3 p.m. over there right now, so I'm kind of wide awake.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. That's good.
So I worked out the timing perfectly, went back there for one of my really good friend's wedding, and man, that place is wild.
Yeah.
Lawless. Lawless.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never been, but that's what I've heard. I've talked to friends who've gone.
Fun to grow up, fun to visit. You got to definitely get over there sometime.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What about you, Austin? Where are you from?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Started playing guitar when I was around 12 or 13. I'm not really sure. But yeah, over time, I just, like, my love for it grew, and I was like, you know what? I want to do this, like, as a career, you know?
Yeah.
And so later, when it came to go to college, I ended up at Columbia here in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Currently a music business major. And then I just kind of ran across this opportunity to play music with AO, and here I am now.
And where does the name come from, A-Y-O-H? Where did that come from?
So when we were first, when John and I first got together to kind of write music and see if we were going to be in a band, sort of what that was all about. I moved to Chicago with the ambition of starting a band. Like, that was the effort. That was it.
Yeah.
And I just was hitting every open mic and show and any place that I could play, any place that would give me an opportunity to sing some songs. And John and I met, and we were just sort of going through kind of the catalog of music that I had and that he had and kind of finding common ground. And the one song that we could rally around was the song that had this refrain that went, A-O, A-O, oh, oh, oh. And we just sort of felt like, that's cool. We can put a band. We can, like, build a band. We can build a sound around that song, you know?
Yeah.
Which felt really right. And then came the struggle. And then Lynn joined the band. And then Austin shortly after. And it was sort of like, how do we name the band? What are we going to do? And obviously kicked around 1,000 names.
Sure.
And never decide, and it's the worst, most
every time I have a band in, or, you know, musicians in, I always ask them how they came up with the name of the band.
Yeah.
And it's every story is very, very similar. It's like, it took us 5 months to try and figure out what, you know, we would argue about it, we would drink and trying to figure out what, you know.
It's like a roulette wheel of nouns and verbs.
It's the worst part about being in a band.
Yeah, like, just picking
a
name.
I've been in a bunch of bands growing up.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the worst part, is trying to figure out what you're going to be called.
Well, it's a unique name. I got to say that. It is. Nice. It's a very unique name. How long have you guys been together as a band?
Three years.
3 years. And do you play locally or do you travel around?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, we're sort of beginning, I'd say, a stage two of the creation of what AO is, which is going to involve a lot more travel and a lot more touring, some gigging. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Spent a ton of time working on this record that you've got in your hand there.
Yeah, so that's it. Sounds great.
I'm really proud.
Sounds really great. Where'd you guys record it?
Excuse me, at Transient Sound Studios.
Oh, mm-hmm.
With Steve Gillis, was our producer. He's the drummer in Filter, and he's worked with Los Lobos and Naked Ray Gun, and he's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And,
we've heard his name many times.
He's the man.
Yeah,
he's the man.
We were fortunate enough to sign a production deal with him in his studio, and helped us finance the record and make, I think, one of the greatest pieces of work I've ever done. I'm so incredibly proud of it.
You guys are real proud of it then. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It took us 2 years.
Well, you guys, 2 years to do this, and you guys can hear it live at the Metro. You guys have never played the Metro before.
No, it's
such a great room. I know you guys know that. But it's at 18 or over show, starts at 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little more, and we'll hear some live music.
Sure.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right, cool. Awesome. I'm with the members of the band AO, and they will be playing on Saturday at the Metro. Quick break here for the news on WGN. Nick DiGilio, that's me. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And that that you were hearing is a band called AO. And they're playing on Saturday night at the Metro. AOMusic.com is the website. It's AYOHmusic.com. But we have a link on our Facebook page if you just want to check that out. It's Facebook.com/NickDShow. And I am joined by Ari, John, Lynn, and Austin, the members of AO, live in studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back.
How are you?
All right. All right, pretty good. So let's talk a little bit about your influences as individuals and as bands and as a band.
Yeah, sure.
Let's start with you, Ari. Who are some of your favorites and your influences?
So I'd say that it's all started with Paul Simon, I think. A lot of Paul Simon in the house, a lot of Beach Boys, coincidentally, a lot of Air Supply. My mom loved.
Oh man,
love just like these big, big sort of
busted
anthem.
Yeah, dramatic, very dramatic. Yeah.
Rock songs. Yeah. So I, you know, listen to that and from the back seat, backy back of the station wagon, and yeah, really, really enjoying that. And then growing older into music like The Killers and Bryan Adams and yeah. Just I'd say just about everything. I'm
okay.
A big Kanye West fan.
Okay. John, what about you? What were some of your influences growing up?
Yeah, I mean, similarly, I'd have to say Paul Simon. I mean, I was born right when Graceland came out, and to this day I think that's by far my favorite album ever, and I think one of the greatest albums ever.
Yeah, I just got it on vinyl, actually.
I guess, yeah,
amazing.
Growing up, you know, my parents were always, it was just always playing. Like in the car, in my house, like it was just always playing, so yeah, I mean, that's really the main one that comes to mind as well for me growing up. When I started getting into music, I feel like most people my generation, I was huge into Dave Matthews Band. Just absolutely loved them. And Carter Beauford is
the best drummer on the planet.
He's really he's made me be like, I need to play that instrument.
He's the best drummer on the planet.
Yeah.
And to watch him work, is amazing because first of all, he's doing this incredible stuff. And chewing gum and blowing bubbles and smiling the whole time. He's astounding. I play drums too, and he's astounding to me. Yeah. Just, I mean, like, all those guys, every single guy in that band. I mean, that's an incredibly talented group of musicians.
Yeah. Which I think, I mean, it was very cool for me because I think growing up and being a fan of that band, you know, with like no, I'm not trying to talk bad about other bands or anything, but like you just said, they are so incredibly talented that I think growing up loving them made me realize, like, you know, their abilities and stuff made me kind of realize, all right, like, not only do I want to play the drums, but I want to be like really good.
Yeah, really good
I mean?
At
like,
it.
Like, I want to be like them. I don't
I just,
want to
bar.
Just yeah, just exactly. just bar, last right. just last July I went to show 36. I saw Dave.
Oh, wow.
Show 36, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a fan.
You even got me beaten.
Kind of a fan.
I don't think I'm even at 36.
Lynn, what about you, man?
Yeah, funny. Back in Thailand, we got a lot of Britpop.
Is that right?
It's either Britpop or alternative. So my first tape, my first cassette tape.
Oasis?
No, actually Nirvana, Nevermind.
Oh, Nevermind, okay.
Yeah, so that was kind of big influence. And, of course, Oasis and Green Day, all those, you know.
What about Body Slam?
Oh, yeah, Body Slam came a little later.
Yeah.
That's a Thai band. But, yeah, I mean.
What's the music scene like in Thailand?
Well, not a lot of Dave Matthews.
No.
I never heard of him until I came here.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of pop influence, definitely. So I kind of carry that through with me, you know, bringing some pop sensibilities to the band, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's kind of where I come in as far as, you know, my influence and writing style, you know, with the guys.
Yeah. All right. Austin, what about you, man?
Yeah. So when I really started getting into music at first, like the kind of music that I listened to a lot and that influenced my playing as a guitar player was those sort of virtuoso style guitarists like Yngwie Malmsteen, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, Buckethead, like that kind of universe. And that really intrigued me and like made me want to become as proficient at the instrument as I could. And that was kind of at a younger age where I had a lot of time on my hands. So I would just sit in my room and play guitar all day. And since then, I've definitely branched out a lot into a bunch of different genres and such. But those were definitely like my initial.
Those were the guys that got you into it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit more, but let's hear a song. What are you guys going to, you can grab your instruments and you can push those mics down if you want to get them closer to your instruments. So that we can hear you guys. Tell me about what we're going to hear. What song are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the title track on the new EP.
Okay.
It's called Dangerous Questions.
Dangerous Questions. Okay.
Yeah, and this song it tells quite a story. It's a song that I an early inception of it was written probably 6 years ago. Kind of carried it with me and something that we didn't initially think was going to be an AO kind of sound. But then when Steve heard it, our producer heard it, and he just said, "No, it's got to be on the record." And,
okay.
Yeah, immensely proud of it and hope you enjoy it.
All right, cool. Here we go. This is AO live in studio on WGN. Here we go.
One, two, three, four. I have dangerous questions, a mounting insurrection surrounding you now, and you are all the answers, a poison to the cancer invading your cells. I don't want to die, don't want to die, don't want to die, don't want to die alone. I don't want to die, don't want to die, mama, carry me home. So gather all the Lancers, those boisters and prancers, to forge with you now. Have waited long enough, oh, with lifted arms into gaping lungs, oh, Galileo's restless soul. Can you hear me now? I don't wanna die, don't wanna die, don't wanna die, don't wanna die alone. I don't wanna die, don't wanna die, mama, carry me home. Still the same I was that summer, I won't forget the things young lovers do. And in the car I sing along, but I'm terrified of becoming you. Of all the dreams I'd ever had, this war in me won't snuff the fight I got. And this system all but ruined just might send me to know God. But it's not always what you thought. So forget that Bible book and what it taught. It's my life on the line, yeah, I'll take that shot. And it's all out, yeah. I don't wanna die, don't wanna die, don't wanna die, don't wanna die alone. I don't wanna die, don't wanna die, somebody.
Really good, guys. Really, cool. Really, really good. I noticed on the EP that cut, you guys have John Hyatt's daughter.
Correct.
On yeah. On Lily Hyatt.
Yeah, Lily Hyatt.
Yeah, what's it like working with her?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good. John can tell that story, I think, more succinctly. But
yeah, so yeah. I met her in college. She went to school out in Denver with me, and me and her started playing together out there, and when we finished college, you know, we liked what we had going. So me and her and a couple of the other guys we were playing with all moved out to Nashville, and I lived down there for a little over 2 years playing with Lily Hyatt and a couple of my other buddies from college. It was very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously spent a ton of time with John Hyatt, which was like,
that's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got to meet a bunch of other people. Cause I mean, he's friends with everyone down there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a legend.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere,
absolutely.
But especially down there. But, yeah. It was very cool. So me and Lily are still very close. She's one of my very good friends. And she was actually up here playing. She was sharing a show with Sean Colvin. She was playing City Winery. And
oh, yeah.
She called me and she said, I'm going to be there for 3 days. Can I crash at your place? And of course I said, yeah, you know, like I said, she's a great friend. I said, of course you're welcome, you know, and it kind of hit me. We were in the middle of recording this, and I was like, hey, you know, what would you think about coming into the studio one day and just singing something? I had no idea what. I literally just jumped on the opportunity, and she was totally down with it. And we all just kind of agreed, you know, Dangerous Questions would be perfect. And
right.
It just worked out great. You know, I mean, her and Avi's voices mix perfectly, and it sounds really, really good.
That's
on
cool.
The record, so we're
That's
very
great.
Excited about that.
But. Very cool. All right. We're listening to, we're talking to the members of AO, and they are playing at the Metro on Saturday. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little more, and then hear another song. Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, all right, you guys, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.
I don't even know who I am. It's taken me some time to figure it out. Please be patient with me now, 'cause I'm afraid of what's not said. And then your silence gets too loud.
The band is AO, A-Y-O-H, and they're playing at the Metro this Saturday. And it is an 18 or over show. It starts at 7 o'clock. We have a link on our Facebook page to their website, and it's Avi, John, Lynn, and Austin live in studio. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right, before you play another song, I always ask the musicians that come in, I always ask them some standard questions. Okay, what was the first album you ever bought?
Rhythm of the Saints, Paul Simon.
Okay. And then first concert?
Our Lady Peace.
Okay.
One of my greatest bands. Yeah.
All right, cool. How about you? First album?
Man, from Remembrance, I want to say either Green Day Dookie or the Weezer Blue album.
Okay.
It's got to be one of those two.
Okay. I mean, your first concert?
That'd be my best guess. I'm pretty positive it was Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
Pretty positive.
All right, cool. How about you, Lynn?
First album was... Nirvana, Nevermind.
Right.
And I think my first concert here in the States was Third Eye Blind.
Nice.
At the Murat Center.
Oh, I love that.
Third Eye Blind.
The Murat Theater in Indy.
You know, we're going to be talking, after the 3 o'clock news, we're going to be talking about the catchiest songs and songs that stick in your head.
Oh, good man. Heavens.
And that Third Eye Blind, that single, my God.
Every other one of theirs is like...
Yeah. But the Semi-Charmed Life, though, that song, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets in there and stays in there. Okay. And how about you?
First album, I believe, was Passion and Warfare by Steve Vai. And first concert was Backstreet Boys.
Nice.
That's great, man.
Nice.
That's great. My first album was Black Sabbath, Paranoid. And my first concert was a band you guys probably never even heard of before called Black Oak, Arkansas. They did a song, the only song that anybody would know, Jim Dandy to the Rescue, Jim Dandy to the Rescue. And if you've seen Dazed and Confused, it's used in that movie.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my first, but the weird thing was that Black Oak, Arkansas was the headliners, but the opening band, the openers were Bad Company before they were Bad Company. Like, nobody knew who they were. So.
Yeah.
773 area code says, wow, that last song was so great. Most pop songs usually don't have deep messages. They combined the two very well.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
and
so
then
much.
630 area code says, tell Lynn he did a great job on the video. Help me.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. Got some fans out there.
Oh, great.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
I paid him well.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah, text right at
2:30. That's right. All right, you guys, what's the next song we're going to hear?
We're going to do Help Me in the Morning, which is the track on that video you just mentioned.
That's Help Me. Okay.
Yeah,
All right, there you go. So here we go.
One, two, three, four. Now it's done, and I called it from the start, and you claim that you've won the game that's got us both bleeding and scarred. Well, yeah, help me this one time in the morning, and I'm ready, but it's killing me, and I wait until the sun breaks through. Shine that light all over you. I need you right here in as you kiss me. I want to return to that feeling. Show me how. Help me this one time in the morning. And I'm ready, but it's killing me. And I wait until the sun breaks through. Shine that light all over here. I need you right here in the morning. Oh, come on, 'cause maybe we got lost. Oh, 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 hey, hey, hey.
Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Really, really great job. Very, very, very cool. Yeah, man, that's great. All right, that's AO, A-Y-O-H, and they'll be performing songs from their new EP this Saturday, November 8th, at the Metro, 3730 North Clark. It's 18 and over show, and it starts at 7. What are some of the venues that you guys have played in the past that you enjoy playing?
Oh, man, we're local native, you know, we're local, so yeah. We played Lincoln Hall.
You've played Lincoln Hall?
Oh, yeah.
What a great room.
Great room.
Awesome. Yeah.
Double door.
We, you know, I think my favorite in the city is Double Door.
Is it?
I really do love Double Door. It's just people there and, yeah, I don't know, it's grungy, it's dirty, it's rock and roll. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I like the Double Door, too. It's a great place, yeah. Yeah. So let's see, you guys have older siblings? Did you ever? I always like to ask this question. If this has happened, did you ever have like the almost famous moment where like the older sibling bestows upon you their record collection or turns you on to some of happened?
Yeah. 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 Oh yeah.
How did that work out for you?
I mean everything I got from my older sister Shiri.
Yeah.
I mean from Dave Matthews that she passed down to Pearl Jam records.
Yeah.
I mean that just. Absolutely paved the way for me.
About you gave similar stories
Violent Femmes, that was a big one.
Violent Femmes was? Oh, yeah.
Love that record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the youngest, and I have two older sisters. And it was one of those things where I never noticed it growing up, but now that I look back at it, like, everything I listened to was because of them.
Indigo
yeah.
Girls?
Mostly just because, like, yeah. Like, mostly just because, like, you know, they were older. Like, they got to decide what was on. They got to decide it, and, like...
That's a common thing, man. That's one of the reasons why I think that I'm an only child, so that never happened to me. But I think that's one of the reasons why there's that moment in Almost Famous that really, I mean, it's very truthful. It happens, you know, a lot. Yeah.
No, it's actually, I think, worth mentioning, just briefly, John and I both have older sisters. I have three older sisters. He has two older sisters. And as a result, like, there are a lot of parallels in, like, the music we like.
Yeah.
Totally because they've been framed by these women.
That's right.
That are, like, powerful, strong women. So it's like, Indigo Girls, like, we love Les Mis. Like, we, like, the two of us, like, we love Les Mis. Like, Rent, like, these, like, show tunes, like... It's really funny.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. Well, you get diversity's good, man.
Totally.
All right. Well, you guys are great, man. I really like, I dug everything that you guys did. You got a great voice, too, man.
Thanks, man. Come see the show.
Yeah, well,
We turn it on, dude.
You know, I can't make it on Saturday, but I appreciate it. But thank you guys for coming down. And it was a lot of fun talking to you. And have a great gig on Saturday.
Thanks so much
for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.